You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. Can help get the Henday built.
Duties and Andy, you've watched the Blues a lot. That might be one of the more impressive wins when you consider up against the ropes, the score of the game, the opponent, and they come back and win.
Oh, my God. And it's amazing how happy everyone is today, Jason. Like, St. Louis, it's like happy St. Louis today, you know? It's not like the down, even though it's kind of raining right now and it's gray skies, but it's amazing what a playoff victory can do just for the mindset and the attitude of the overall city. So, yeah, people are excited, man. I mean, you got to give the Blues a lot of credit because nobody had them winning that game down 3-0. And, you know, you look at how the two previous games went, losing both games 3 and 4 on home ice. Just a crazy, crazy game. And to see the Blues win that in the fashion that they did, it's hard not to be impressed whether you're a Blues fan or not.
Well, I was watching that game, and honestly, in the first period, like, it was an onslaught. The Avalanche, literally, it was an avalanche. And Husso made two saves, Andy, that I thought saved them the game. The Josh Manson shorthanded save, and then the one on Rantanen. Like, those easily could have been two goals, and it would have been lights out.
Oh, my God. And you saw the reaction from Rantanen after Husso made the save. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because Billy Husso deserves some credit. I mean, listen, he was the starting goaltender for the Blues. Let's not forget when the playoffs began. He was the best goaltender on their roster throughout the course of the season. And you know, he's got the numbers to back that up. He's going to be a UFA. He's put himself in great position. And I know he lost the job to Jordan Binnington, and, you know, the Blues would certainly love to have Binnington in between the pipes. But they've got a guy who's very capable of doing what he did last night, which is having a great game and helping a team to victory. And now he's got some confidence heading back to St. Louis. I mean, the Blues wouldn't lose three games in a series on home ice, would they? I mean, that'd be crazy. I mean, the home team has only won one game so far in the series, you know, Colorado winning game one, and that's it. So, yeah, he made some huge saves. Even you go back to the previous game in game four when the Blues got badly outplayed in the first period of that game, and he made some incredible saves in the first period of that game to get the Blues out of the first with a 1-0 lead, and we know Colorado took over, and you had the whole Nazem Kadri situation going on. But Billy Husso is not just playing well. This guy is really, really good, and the rest of the league is starting to figure that out as well.
Andy Strickland joined us. Now, Andy, you look at the Blues in games 3 and 4 on home ice. What didn't they do? What will they have to do? And what type of what's the best matchup for the Blues against MacKinnon on home ice?
Well, first off, I mean, they played a good game except for defending Nathan MacKinnon. So they're going to have to certainly, you know, tighten that up. And, you know, listen, that's the old adage, which is so true. You just got to take away his time and speed, or time and space. You can't allow him to gain speed through the neutral zone and do what he ultimately did. Listen, the first couple of games of the series when he didn't score, first, whatever, four games of the series when he didn't score, you know, they kind of let him do his thing in the offensive end, but every perimeter. You know, he was just kind of dancing around the outside of the with him being there. And he wasn't able to generate speed with the puck, transport the puck from one end of the ice to the next, and really be dangerous off the rush. I mean, they really limited that. It's the same thing they're doing with Nathan McCarr right now. Or not Nathan McCarr, but Cale McCarr. Although sometimes they look like the same player, you know, with how dangerous they are. But, you know, listen, the Blues got back to forechecking and holding on to pucks and playing in the offensive end. I mean, it was a tale of two games and a tale of two teams in the first 30 minutes of the game and then the second 30 minutes of the game. And the Blues were able to get to pucks. They were winning puck races. I thought their board play, you know, in terms of the 50-50 pucks and winning battles on the boards, which is obviously huge in the Stanley Cup playoffs, you know, you got to get to your grind game at some point, even if you're playing against a rush team like Colorado. And so the game changed where it kind of played into the hands of the Blues and not into the hands of Colorado. Listen, that was a monumental spot.
I think we lost Andy. We went under a bridge in St. Louis. We'll find out. But you look at, and he's right. Like, you know, what's funny, like Nathan MacKinnon last game, like that was his breakout game of the series. He's been good before, but breakout at least offensively and putting up points at a hat trick, including arguably I would say probably the best goal so far of this year's postseason. If you missed it last night, it was just an unbelievable end to end rush. And the crazy part was it happened with 2 minutes and 46 seconds left in the game. And a goal like that normally would just crush a team, but somehow the Blues managed to bounce back, and they tied it with 56 seconds remaining. And Andy Strickland is back with us. And Andy, I was talking about the Blues, how what's made the Blues so successful is it's rare to see a team kind of make that transition with their young guys taking over from their star experienced guys. And that's what happened with Kyrou and Thomas in the regular season. But Robert Thomas, at least on the score sheet, was not the player he was in the postseason in the regular season until yesterday. He picked a perfect game to wake up. Has he been playing well, or has he been a young guy struggling like a lot of young players do in their first real big postseason action?
He had been a young guy struggling, Jason. I mean, to play hard, and you're not going to have the same time with the puck to make. To use the width of the ice, he's an incredible passer. I mean, an amazing passer. And, you know, you just don't have the time to create those highlight reel plays that he was accustomed to doing throughout the course of the regular season. So now you got to compete for the space that you have on the ice. You know, compete for the ice that's available. And he really wasn't doing that. I mean, look at the two goals he scored. You know, one he's going to the net, the other one he's hanging out around the net. I mean, that's where you're going to score goals in the Stanley Cup playoffs, unless you're able to do what guys like, Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon can do, which is go coast to coast and use their speed to weave in and out of defenders. What I was saying before was that in the third period, you know, Colorado looked nervous to me. They looked scared of the moment. It was almost like all the voices and the noise of what's transpired over the course of the last 20 years or so without them getting out of the second round, that it started to creep into their minds, and they were hearing those voices. And they were just waiting for the clock to run out, and they stopped playing. They stopped defending. And it played right into the hands of the St. Louis Blues, who, when they're on their game, they're as good as any team in the league, if not the best team in the league, in hanging on to pucks, being patient. You know, they're not a team that just directs a ton of pucks on net and where they get a high volume of shots and a high volume of shooting attempts. Because they kind of pick their chances, if you will, and you saw that in the third period how they were able just to kind of play their possession game, play with composure, play with poise, allow their championship experience and the veteran experience that they have to take over. I mean, even though Robert Thomas is a young player, he still had a big role in the team that won the Stanley Cup back in 2019. Kyrie wasn't healthy for that run, but he was around the team. Husso was around the team. But for the most part, most of these guys have been there. And even the new players, guys like, Brandon Saad, obviously, has been there before. You know, Nick Leddy has been there before. You know, he's played a ton of playoff games. He's got a ton of big game experience. So there is no stage that's too big for the St. Louis Blues. And I think their experience took over in the third period last night. I really do.
Andy, we'll look forward to this series. Quickly, give me your thoughts from afar on the Battle of Alberta.
Wow. Well, at first I was calling it the Battle of Terrible Goaltending. You know, Jason, it wasn't the Battle of Alberta. I'm just curious to see which Mike Smith is going to show up. But I've been impressed with what Edmonton's been able to do. I mean, the fact that Leon Draisaitl isn't 100% and he's been able to play at the level that he is incredible. I mean, Connor McDavid is a man that's possessed. He's putting the entire province of Alberta, including Calgary, he's putting everybody on his shoulders. And just leading the way. I mean, it truly is impressive. Like, I love watching the world's best athletes do their thing and truly be the best player. Like, they just play at a level that just doesn't appear to be humanly possible. And he's doing that right now. And, you know, Evander Kane has found a way to fit in. And obviously he's focused and he's got a lot to play for because he wants that next contract. So listen, Edmonton's been very, very impressive. I like watching them play. I wouldn't mind to see Calgary win tonight only because the series would be extended for a little bit and you know, gives you more hockey to watch. So I'm a little surprised that Edmonton is doing what they're doing to Calgary, to be honest with you, and that they're up 3-1. But I like watching the Edmonton Oilers play, I'll tell you that. They're fun to watch.
Andy, we always appreciate it. Enjoy Game 6. Hopefully it's as entertaining as Game 5 was.
Okay, you got it, man. Absolutely, Jason. Thanks as always.